WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump outside the White House minutes ago as he and the First Lady head to Central Texas to survey flood damage and talk to some of the first responders and survivors following the floods.
With President Trump set to arrive this morning, search crews are pouring over ravaged riverbanks. More than 160 people still missing a full week after flash floods devastated the Texas Hill Country. At least 121 people are confirmed dead, many of them from Camp Mystic, where 27 young girls and counselors were swept away and killed.
ABC's Trevor Ault in Kerrville, Texas. A new poll from Gallup finds Americans showing more support for immigration generally than they did in 2024, and that among American adults, support for hiring any more Border Patrol agents has declined significantly. Severe weather hitting Chicago, O'Hare Airport canceling 800 flights, delaying thousands more. Rough weather returning this weekend to the Midwest. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Tuition will rise for students in the universities of Wisconsin system. At a meeting yesterday, UW system regents voted unanimously to increase tuition by up to 5% across the board. The system is dealing with cuts from the National Institutes of Health, the biggest public funder of research in the world, plus cuts from the Trump administration and a small increase in the state budget. But as UW-Madison Chancellor Jennifer Minookin says, the budget also includes hiring limits.
This legislation poses quite significant challenge for us. We would become a potential poaching ground quickly, and we would be unable to recruit in some of the very high needs areas that we all view as a priority.
UW System President Jay Rothman says UW is still the most affordable public university system in the Midwest. Even then, Wisconsin ranks 44th in the nation for state higher education funding.
This was a difficult recommendation for me to make as well, because we're trying to balance understanding that the state supports one-fifth of our budget, about 20%. There was a time that it supported close to 44% of our budget. And as that funding has gone down for reasons that, you know, notwithstanding the increase that we got this time, that's simply the fact. And tuition has become a bigger portion of our revenue.
This is the third year in a row that students within the UW system will see a tuition increase. At the flagship university, UW-Madison, students will now pay about $12,200 for tuition. They'll start seeing that jump in the next semester. For more stories from the Madison area and from all over Wisconsin, head to our website, WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
It's back to work for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight in Milwaukee, where the Brewers open a three-game weekend series against the Nationals. At 50 wins and 43 losses, the Brewers in second place in the NL Central, just two games behind the first-place Cubs. The Brewers coming off that three-game sweep of the Dodgers. Now, with Freddy Peralta scheduled to pitch this Sunday, closer Trevor McGill will represent the team in the All-Star game next week.
Sweep the Dodgers at home, that's give the fans what they want, right? That was awesome. Glad to be a part of that, and then also with the news as well, like that's just some goal that I put out in the offseason. Here it is coming true.
The Nationals are in last place in the NL East, 16 games behind the Phillies. They fired their manager Dave Martinez and GM Mike Rizzo earlier in the week. Miguel Cairo named interim manager. Basketball, NBA Summer League action underway in Nevada. The Bucks with a 90-89 win over the Denver Nuggets last night. Jamari Bouye with a three-pointer at the buzzer. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. Our high right around 85 this afternoon. Tonight, thunderstorms, some locally heavy rain. Our low 68 tomorrow. Scattered showers, thundershowers early, clearing in the afternoon with a high right around 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Win a pair of Brewers tickets from 92.7 WMDX and Down Prince Distilling. See the Brew Crew take on the Cubs with John and Gordy, July 29th at AmFam Field.
One lucky listener will win a pair of tickets and sit next to us.
Is that a good thing, really?
Not only that, the food and drinks are on us.
Get to WMDXradio.com to enter Cubs and Brewers with John and Gordy at AmFam Field.
Meet you at the ballpark.
Sponsored by 92.7 WMDX and Down Prince Distilling. The Todd Albaugh Show.
I get why you, Senator Royce, were a no vote on this budget. I think the people that voted no on this were standing up for public education.
I think that's exactly right. We heard from people loud and clear in this budget cycle and 2 years ago, the number one priority that people asked for, whether they called, emailed, or showed up at the public hearings, they want our schools funded. Our kids deserve better schools. They have been underfunded for decades, and it is time for us to prioritize public education.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we're talking ice cream because July is ice cream month.
We're going to hit the ice cream trail and we're taking Pam Yonke along with us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, because it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
There was a moment in Donald Trump's playing with the press today that shows everything all at once. It shows Donald Trump's colossal stupidity in an exchange that he thinks shows how clever he is. Imagine how stupid you have to be as President of the United States to think that when asked a question about something important that you're supposed to know, your answer is, I don't know, why don't you tell me? There have been previous presidents who have been asked questions that they didn't know the answer to, which they should have known the answer to, and not one of them said, I don't know. Why don't you tell me? Because none of them are as stupid as Donald Trump. Only Donald Trump could do that.
God, Lawrence O'Donnell is just doing the Lord's work. Hero of democracy. Oh, look, there's two more heroes of democracy. Francis, can I just say it is good, particularly of you, to show up for America this morning, despite the fact that I am clearly in love with your husband. As I,
you're the only person he'll leave the house for, Stephanie. I'm not kidding. I've been married to this man
so
almost 25 years. You're the only person he'll leave the house for.
He does not leave the house.
I said I am in love with your husband. I said, I know this isn't the first time you've gotten this text. However, okay. So Angela couldn't make our 4th of July barbecue because she moved to the People's Republic of Uzbekistan or somewhere very far away. But anyway, can I just say, Francis, I was just thinking how much better America would be. He literally walked in here and he was here 3 seconds and he said, how can I help? And so then, of course, I tricked him into doing all of the barbecuing, which was fantastic because I suck. But secondly, he's just isn't that like what we need more of in this country? Mexico said, how can I help? Despite
right.
the fact that we, you know, our president demonizes them every day. They rush to Texas to help fish people out of the water. Right. How can I help? I mean, it's just anyway.
It's you know what? It's about spirit and what kind of spirit you have inside of you. You know, And I love that. Mexico said, you have talked about us. You've called us every name. You've called our people rapists and murderers and criminals. Mm-hmm. And we still have the fortitude to come and do what's right.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking of being better Christians, right, all of these phony Christians here. Angela, is there a reason you're wearing a little pretty princess tiara this morning?
I'm going to be queen.
I was ignoring it for a minute, but I...
I'm going to be queen because I've given up trying to operate in this timeline in any way that makes sense. So I'm going to do what feels right to me, and queen feels right.
Yes.
Yes, girl, get it.
Yes, preach, queen. Okay. Now, we were just saying the racism has gotten so just ridiculous and out front. We were saying Charlie Kirk blamed the black fire chief of Austin.
Yeah.
Which is nowhere near the flood zone. But they're like, it's like they have a, you know, melanin detector. Where's the nearest black person?
That's right.
It's
wow. It's proximity to blackness.
Yeah. Yes, it is. That's where things go wrong.
That's a weather event. Mm-hmm. If you're near a black person right now, that's why we're not at your house, Stephanie. Mm-hmm. We don't want you to have a sudden weather event.
I mean, you know, we had Mayor Bass on this week for Angela, and it just, you know, I remember saying to her last time she was on, well, we know the fires happened because you're a black lady. I mean, they're so obvious. Mm-hmm. First of all, can we just say, because we live here, Mayor Bass and Governor Newsom had nothing to do with, the fire. We had a fire tornadoes here.
Yes. Yes.
And, you know, we obviously all did the best we could with zero federal help at all. You know, with them, in fact, taunting us, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas in Texas, it is, John Fugelsang wrote a great piece. It is, white Republicans from the top on down, Donald Trump, mm-hmm. Kristi Noem, Governor Abbott, all the way down, that are entirely to blame for this and the response to this disaster.
Yeah, Miss Kristi Noem, while the disaster is happening, saying, oh, we're getting rid of FEMA.
Yeah.
You know, we don't get rid of FEMA. Yeah. We can't have this.
She was 3 days late. She didn't okay the funds till Monday. Mm-hmm. When this, you know.
It was the weekend. She didn't care.
The weekend. Okay. That's when she gets her treatments and does her Instagram.
You know, and Corey Lewandowski.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, she literally is having a contest on Instagram for which cowgirl photo of me do you like best? You know, she was the one that canceled the contract for the early warning system. I mean, on the local level, the money that Biden and Obama gave them, because the black guy did it, they didn't want to use that. They gave it to the police. They didn't use it on an early warning system. So, you know, unlike California, they are entirely to blame for this horrible tragedy.
And the people voted for them, and they will again.
Yeah.
And again and again and again. This is the horror show of what racism costs us.
Yep.
Okay. It costs us our lives. It costs us our nation. It costs us just any ability to do well or survive, because there's no other reason.
Yeah. And by the way,
this kind of crazy.
We've seen this play before in Hurricane Katrina. Right? Mm-hmm. They blame state and local because, ooh, there's some brown people involved there, you know, when it obviously was the Bush administration's disastrous response that was largely to blame, right? It's the only, it's the last true thing Kanye West has ever said is George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Oh. But you know what? He's close to being Dr. Martin Luther King now at this point. that calculus has changed dramatically.
I mean, wow.
He's the Sojourner Truth of the civil rights movement at this point.
George he's you know what? He's the president of the NAACP at this point.
That's what we're saying. Okay.
I think we still have that in our instant replay, don't we? Kanye West saying George Bush doesn't, okay. Just wow!
I'm having the last time he made sense.
Hang on. Here we go. Yeah.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
There he is, Martin Luther King of our day.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay. That's
poor Mike Myers.
You know, I didn't know we'd get here. I really
no. Never say never.
Never say never.
So here's Ice Barbie, Kristi Noem, now.
We don't make the decisions for the local communities. We shouldn't make the decisions for the states because every state is different. Oh, every town is different. What they need for sirens or sound alerts might be different based on their topography, on how the city is laid out. Being there to allow the state to run the emergency response, but we come in and support it.
And can I just say, Governor Josh Stein, Democrat of North Carolina, had a really, really good response to that.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. We don't get a huge storm every year. The country does. It doesn't make sense for each state to have a fully staffed emergency response team because they may not have a storm for 5 years or 10 years, but we know the country will. So let's have that expertise in the federal government.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
And by the way, she wasn't just late. She also canceled the contract for the early warnings stuff. I mean, she's directly responsible.
And not to mention, I thought, then one of the senators from New Jersey made such a great point about all of this in terms of, not every state is going to have a major event or major storm or disaster, but the nation will. But you think about something like COVID. Mm-hmm. That was a 50-state problem.
Right.
That was everyone, and
that's what they said. Oh, it's just the blue states. That's what Jared said, why he didn't care, because they're so stupid. They didn't understand the wildly infectious nature of COVID, that, of course, it's going to be all the states eventually. I mean,
that's right. That's why you need a coordinated federal response, and it doesn't make sense to not have that. Why do you think we became a country? Because everybody could have been their own country, okay? Yeah. But why? Let's just ponder. To do a little ponder.
That's me pondering.
Why? Mm-hmm. Because it doesn't make sense, right? Mm-hmm. You can't. It's better to operate this way as the United States. But I think their goal is to destroy to just get rid of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, despite the fact them playing favorites, I mean, their incompetence is hurting red states, too, like Texas. But for months, Gavin Newsom pressed the GOP-led Congress to free up $40 billion in federal relief for swaths of L.A. consumed by devastating wildfires. Trump and other Republicans so far have withheld the funds, many arguing that Newsom and other Democrats have mishandled the fires. That's completely untrue. And should be forced to rescind liberal policies in exchange for aid. But now the deadly floods have struck ruby red Texas. The Republican response is much different, with Trump and others promising unfettered and prompt federal support in the month and years to come. I mean, it's like they are trying for a civil war, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Daddy's playing favorites with the kids, okay? Mm-hmm. And he doesn't like the kids from the other marriage. We don't get dinner. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like, we get to eat in the basement, whatever he throws down the stairs.
Yeah. But you know what? California pays its debts.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah.
And yours does, nation. That's right.
And yours too. How much do we fund of the reds? How much do we subsidize the red states?
It's time that they learn.
Yeah.
Okay. It's time that they learn.
By the way, it wasn't just Kristi Noem. Also missing in action, David Richardson is the FEMA director.
Uh-huh.
He's been nowhere to be found in Texas. He has not been to the site of one of the nation's deadliest floods in the last 25 years. By the way, he was the one that said he was not aware there is such a thing as a hurricane season. That would be the head of FEMA. Okay. Oh, Angela's face planting early in the hour. Okay. All right.
I don't know how we can get out of this timeline. I've been praying.
Can we get Brownie back?
Yes, oh, he was such a good FEMA director.
The Arabian horse guy would be better. Yeah. Jared Moskowitz, one last.
I feel like he learned a lesson.
No idea what she's doing. The best thing that she can do now is sponsor my bill. Get FEMA out of Homeland. Get it away from her. Okay, so that we can start reforming and rebuilding the agency. I mean, this is an agency that's literally responsible, right, for the contingency plans for government. God forbid we had a major disaster, a war, unbelievable event. Okay, and she's breaking it to the point where it can't function.
Yep.
Wow.
Who thought we would long for Arabian horse guy, right?
I know.
I mean, anybody. Oh, I miss Ross Perot.
Mm-hmm.
I miss Dan Quayle.
Oh, Dan Quayle was amazing. Quayle.
It turns out we should have let Ross Perot finish. Remember? Can I finish? Nah. Here's the deal. Can I finish?
I liked Ross Perot.
I miss Admiral Stockdale.
Who is that? I'm trying to remember. The Dole.
Bob Dole.
Remember that song? Bob Dole. No. From Main Stage.
Are you okay?
Horrible.
No, remember he always used to refer to himself in the third person. Bob Dole thinks Bob Dole.
Yeah.
All right.
And he did a Viagra commercial.
That was the most memorable.
That's so quaint now.
That was a famous line from a Jim Ward sketch when he did Bob Dole. He said, "Hey, Liddy, you're going to need the Red Cross, and I'm done with you." That was a Viagra joke.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That was saucy back then. Now they're Nazis who have car sales on the front lawn of the White House.
Yes, they do. Oh, gosh. A little walk down memory lane. Okay. 20 minutes after the hour. The cuddlier Nazis. The earlier cuddlier ones. Yeah. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Knockbox. I know. You can't help it.
Right.
You got to say it. It's one of those words.
Yeah.
The Blake Bark Bark.
Bark, bark,
bark, bark. Are you traveling this summer? You're going to leave instructions for a house sitter, name a number of your vet, code your alarm system. Think about the steps you take when you prepare for vacation. You get a sense of what goes into the Knockbox. Go to theknockbox.com. That's N-O-K-B-O-X. Theknockbox.com. Use the code Stephanie. It is a complete system. Helps you organize all your accounts, possessions, and estate plans for your next of kin. It's good to have, even if you're not going to take a dirt nap soon.
Sure.
You need to get organized. Every Knockbox comes with a comprehensive checklist. Everything is in there. Your funeral directives, your insurance policies, keys to your storage unit. The Knockbox helps you organize it all. If you've got a household, you need a
Knockbox.
Stephanie Miller listeners save 16% off the Knockbox of your choice. Go to theknockbox.com. Use that code Stephanie for 16% off.
Woohoo! Golly, that sure was fun.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I am here with Peter Galluli, the CEO of The Wellness Company. This is a very exciting. I just filled out my form, Peter. I'm so excited. Tell us about The Wellness Company.
So we are a 50-state telemedicine company. We're the fastest growing one in America. We've only been around 3 years, and we've helped over 1 million Americans so far address their health and wellness needs. And we offer everything from doctor-designed supplements to our medical emergency kits, which have kind of taken the country by storm. I think a lot of people after COVID really thought it was time that they should take their health into their own hands and be more proactive when it comes to addressing sickness in advance. So we've really enabled them to do that by allowing them to have all these prescription life-saving medications in their medicine cabinet right at home. So you don't need to go wait in an urgent care or lie up in bed for a week next time you get sick. So the medical emergency kits, we have 7 different varieties right now for all different scenarios in life. First aid, travel, kids. But our number one seller is just our blue medical emergency kit. It is a prescription pack that has antivirals, antiparasitics, and antibacterials. Some of those common medications that you know you'll need, amoxicillin, ivermectin, fluconazole. There's 8 prescriptions in total in that kit, and it covers over 30 conditions. Additionally, we also have a guidebook that our doctors have written. It's about 40 pages. It gives you instructions on safe use. So if you do get sick and you can't get in touch with a doctor, you have a way to look up your condition and help yourself with dosage instructions in case you don't recall.
So right now, special $45 discount just for my audience, urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Don't forget that promo code is Stephanie, urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Peter, any parting thoughts?
I just hope that more Americans take this message to heart. You can save so much money and honestly the stress by taking your health into your own hands. And I think if there's one thing that we learned from the last pandemic, it's that you only can rely on yourself. And we really help you do that.
Peter Galluli, and it's urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Peter, thanks so much.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With 2 locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the Morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa. Doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Turn up the summer vibes at Chula Vista Resort, your playground for summer dreams, water parks, and sun-soaked pools. Epic water slides, soaring zip lines, and world-class golf. Dine in the number one steakhouse in Wisconsin, Chula Vista Resort. Call 1-800-388-4782 or visit chulavistaresort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the top 10 indoor water parks in the USA, with 26 water slides over 1.5 miles long. Find out more at chulavistaresort.com.
This is Chad Spate. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, dear. Letty says, great. Now that Bob Dole song is going to be stuck in my head all day. Thanks, Francis.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. It has triggered our old Viagra commercial.
Hey, seniors. You're retired.
I, 17.
Oh, darn it.
Now you've got time for all the things you never did before. Shuffleboard.
30.
Bocce ball.
Oh.
Bingo.
C24.
Bingo. Oh, no, my mistake.
You're doing all the things that really old people do.
Pull my finger.
But now, there's Viagra.
B69.
Bingo!
Booty call for Grandpa Sid.
Oh,
booty call. Hey, like that.
This is Bob Dole for Viagra. Now the dead hand's the only thing that's dead, if you catch my drift. I've been plowing Liddy 6 ways to Sunday. Come here, Liddy.
Oh!
I like them apples, huh?
Oh!
So just had attention now.
Okay. That's,
oh, boy.
Okay. One of the many, many reasons we got fired.
Yes, it is.
KBC in the late 90s.
Yeah, okay. I think that might have been the event that pushed us into this timeline.
Yeah. The event horizon.
I think we found the culprit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks, Steph.
For well, sure. If anybody goes back in time, stop them from doing that skin.
Oh, we found 1 degree of separation.
What?
In the LA Times article on Stephen Miller that he used to go on Larry Elder's show when he was a teenager. We were on KBC with Larry Elder.
We were on right after Larry Elder, so we probably crossed paths with Stephen Miller.
Oh, God.
Back then.
He used to go on and talk about how his stupid liberal policies as a Santa Monica High School on Larry Elder's radio show in the late 90s. And by the way.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Norm said, watching on delay, you asked how many lockers was Stephen Miller stuffed into. Obviously not enough since he kept getting out. But, I mean, he seriously was always a racist little jerk. There's, video of him in high school.
Mm-hmm. It's sort of comforting, you know, because you think, well, he was born that way.
Yes.
You know, like...
It's natural to him.
It's natural to him. Unlike, you know, skin and blood and, you know, heart.
mine.
Yeah, I mean, it is serious. They're saying that's why L.A. is the target. It's like his Stephen Miller's revenge.
Yeah.
You know, he hated all the Hispanic kids in his high school, and he hated that they did announcements in English and Spanish. And I'm like, oh, my God, he's always been a racist little douchebag. Yep. That it's like, right, it's like
And why are you mad? Are you not getting enough English? What's wrong here?
I think we know what's wrong. Nobody, look at him.
Yeah. I mean, he's 39, for God's sake.
No, he isn't. Don't lie to me like that, Stephanie.
No. Yes, he is.
That's not possible.
It is. He's 39.
No.
Yep.
That's a hard 39.
That was some serious hard times.
I don't believe it.
Something's been rode hard and put up wet, as they say.
I don't even think he was rode hard.
Never.
No.
Never.
All right. 29.
Don't nobody want that?
No.
He's angry.
That's Fridays with Frangela, the Stephanie Miller Show.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Another delay for the Madison Public Market. It's been in the works for years now. The goal is to have separate vendors all throughout the market who can build their client base and build their own businesses. Construction is underway on First Street, where the market will be. At one point, it was supposed to open this month, and at the last update, organizers plan to open November 1st. Now, organizers say finalizing leases and construction delays have set them back further. They're planning for a grand opening in early 2026. And it's a busy weekend in Madison. There's Art Fair on the Square downtown tomorrow and Sunday. More than 500 artists will participate, showing and selling their work. You can find anything from paintings to clothes to musical instruments. Sponsored by the Madison Museum of Contemporary Art, this is the 67th year of the event. It's free, and about 200,000 people attend every year. But Art Fair is kicking the farmers market off the Capitol Square for the weekend. Instead, the Dane County Farmers Market will be at Bree Stevens Field on Saturday. The hours are a little different, too. It's from 7 a.m. to noon, so it ends an hour and 45 minutes earlier than it usually does on the square. You'll want to park in a garage nearby because all the streets surrounding Bree Stevens will have parking reserved for the vendors. And there are lots of other events around the city this weekend. That means lots of road closures, too. Fête de Marquette began yesterday, so there are some road closures around McPike Park. There are multiple stages with live performances, DJs, even karaoke. Fête de Marquette runs through Sunday. Plus, there's the Gospel 5K and 10K tomorrow. Dane Street along Penn Park will be closed from 6 a.m. to 2 in the afternoon. Meanwhile, if you want to check out one of our local beaches this weekend, the only ones that are closed because of bacteria are Esther Beach and Willows Beach. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Showers and storms rolling back in this afternoon, some heavy to severe, which could pack some high damaging wind gusts, large hail, and heavy torrential downpours that could cause flash flooding. Around a half an inch is likely, but a couple of inches is possible. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I get why you, Senator Royce, were a no vote on this budget. I think the people that voted no on this were standing up for public education.
I think that's exactly right. We heard from people loud and clear in this budget cycle and 2 years ago, the number one priority that people asked for, whether they called, emailed, or showed up at the public hearings, they want our schools funded. Our kids deserve better schools. They have been underfunded for decades, and it is time for us to prioritize public education.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'm joined by former U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin, Jim Santel. We discuss the big takeaways from the United States Supreme Court's last term. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
It's...
When you're seeing lawmakers using this really incendiary rhetoric and showing up at ICE facilities and saying it's inspiring that people are going after and targeting ICE using words like the Gestapo, I mean, it's not just the law enforcement officers that are feeling this, it's their families. And we watch them day in, day out, put their lives on the line for us. And these lawmakers should understand that. And all they are doing by demonstrating these thoughtless, careless words that are inciting violence against officers, they are just showing that they are ignorant pawns of a subversive anarchist agenda.
Is that it?
That would Senator Ashley Moody, Republican of Florida. Yes.
Another hey girl?
Hey girl.
Hey.
ICE agents, the victims.
Of course.
Being terrorized, not the ones
terrorized. And their families. Mm-hmm. And their poor families. I mean, look at what they're doing to their families.
It's outrageous.
You can't even hear it coming out of your own mouth.
The people who are engaged in acts of pre-genocide should be protected.
I said yesterday, if you don't want to be called Gestapo, stop acting like it.
Stop throwing. Stop throwing people into vans, unmarked vans, with your unmarked face.
Yep.
Because if you're proud of your job, if that job was legal, I could see your face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. That's right. So can we talk about this tariff stuff? I mean, oh, my God. So the Atlantic said the stock market shrugged at Trump's new tariff announcement this week, with investors assuming the president will chicken out again. Mm-hmm. They write, but businesses are struggling to negotiate the uncertainty created by the White House. I mean, Francis, you say it all the time, but here we go again. I'm sure it's a pump and dump, right?
It's a pump and dump.
Like, you can see the stocks, like the big sell-off. His buddies are going to make money again. And I'm like, how long are we going to do this?
Until he's out of office.
Yeah. That's right. And he's going to get... two different tokens, one mm-hmm. for Liberty Financial and one for Truth Social. He is going to make billions.
Yeah. Trump's 50% Brazil tariff, because nothing says America first like taxing your own citizens to defend someone else's coup. I mean, this one, right? No one more. Anna says, you think America as a whole would be embarrassed because Trump is attacking Brazil, putting on 50% tariffs. Brazil showed the world how true democracy works by prosecuting Bolsonaro for inciting an insurrection, which America and our legal system, including the Supreme Court, failed to do. Hell, the Supreme Court rewarded Trump for almost getting members of Congress killed, gave him immunity, a national shame. But he's threatening other countries' judicial systems now, right?
Mm-hmm. Now the tariffs are all about wringing your arm, twisting your arm, right? Twisting countries' arms. It's like, you know, it's the bully on the playground who, you know, you don't want him to look at you, because if he looks at you, he's going to do something to you.
Yeah.
He's Hitler. You know, he just hasn't gotten full on yet, but they're working up to it.
Look at you quoting J.D. Vance. Stop stealing his act, Angela.
it's such a pivot.
Yeah. One last tariff one. Beatty says Donald Trump is putting a 50% tariff on copper, announcing how imperative copper is to the future of our country. His solution, to make copper more expensive to Americans, which pushes us further behind China in terms of manufacturing critical components. This is what happens when you surround yourself with sycophants who don't explain how things work. Our country will be set back by decades because of 4 years of idiocracy. We're not even 6 months in, Frangela. I can't even imagine what kind of a steaming pile of wreckage we would be in 4 years if something doesn't.
The point is to come in and wreck it so badly that we will be willing to drink their poison when they tell us it's water.
I mean, him prosecuting Comey and Brennan for Trump Russia 9 years later just makes me re-angry about the fact that he is a traitor. That was, yeah. That was the original crime. You know, well, the original crime this decade. But, you know, he was illegally installed by Russia in 2016. And every you know, the Republican-led Senate intelligence report was scathing about it, led by Marco Rubio. You know, and, yeah. And so and Covey said it's ironic Trump's prosecuting James Comey, considering no American did more to get Trump elected than James Comey. Thank you. Between that's Russia and James Comey. Right.
Thank you. What do chickens do? Where do they go to roost?
Home, baby. This is what home. I'm saying.
This is what home. I'm saying.
They coming home.
He's
for
just,
everybody.
We could have stopped. We could have been on the Hillary timeline. We could have been
really
on the
Hillary
and then Kamala timeline. We could have been there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. So, what you call it?
All had to do that sketch.
It was not the Bob Dole Viagra sketch. We didn't do it.
It was the Bob Dole sketch.
I mean,
Stephanie.
It's the only thing that makes sense.
So here's the weird part of the timeline we're in. So MAGA is losing their shizzle, as you know, over the Epstein files, which is delicious bag of rats. But who is this? Tim Burchett? Who's this guy? The Republican representative? He said the Biden file, the Biden or the Epstein files were destroyed by Biden because Biden did it.
Because of course.
Yeah. He said, I think
they were on Pam's desk.
But meanwhile,
you and your facts.
They were on Pam's desk. But see what had happened?
What had happened?
They had been on Pam's desk. Then Shirley came in because she was cleaning. And she said, what, this don't belong on Pam's desk.
I had paid my cell phone bill.
Right.
With
your cousin's money.
With my cousin giving me the money.
Uh-huh.
Right. And then I was like, late. You know. And my car broke down, so that's why we don't have that list.
Meanwhile, you can see Donald. There's a picture of Donald Trump dancing with a 13-year-old girl on Epstein Island.
That's right.
But you're going to tell me this don't exist. I what my eyes see.
Your eyes are they've been invaded by the Jewish space lasers.
Got it.
Wouldn't you like to see Pam Bondi on, like, Judge Judy or one of those shows, right? Francis in an edition of what has happened was.
The files are on my desk, and by that I mean they don't exist.
Yes.
So Tim Burchett said, I think the files existed at one time. I think they were destroyed in the previous administration. Wow.
Oh,
there is just nothing they won't find to blame on Biden.
So you're telling me the file was destroyed in the previous administration, but it was also, this is like Schrodinger's cat.
It is.
It was also on her desk. That's two superpositions, okay?
If you file a file and there's nobody there to hear it filed, did it file?
Thank you, Angela. I hadn't even thought about it like that.
See, now you understand.
I said this in the beginning of the week, as we have all united now, us and MAGA, in speaking for Angelese and not being Boo Boo the Fool up in here. And not being able to wax this pony twice.
We're catching that rice and cooking it.
Yeah.
Because I won't risk it on a biscuit and I won't waste it on a pancake.
Yeah, and if
she won't.
Crick's got a holla, then the holla's got a crick.
This is thank you, Stephanie.
Because if I throw rice, Stephanie, what's going to happen?
I'm going to catch it and cook it.
That's right. There.
Like, so, I hope that's clear to everybody.
I think so.
Took everything up.
So, just to remind you, Republican Representative Tim Burchett also just said that weather control is real and it's happening. And in February, he said alien civilizations are operating underwater bases in the Earth's oceans. So that's,
when I tell you this, that conspiracy is taking over and gaining roots with a ton of people, that there is a firmament under the water that we travel through space and time, and then aliens come up through it. That's why we've never been to the bottom of the water, of the ocean.
The prosecution calls Jason Momoa, I assume?
Yes. I would like, I think that they're right, and I would personally like to help finance a trip for them all to the firmament, to the bottom of the ocean.
Yes.
Francis
to Atlantis.
And I will start working right now. We will design a submarine.
Google Atlantis on Travelocity. Let me see what that's.
Right. We will we'll 3D print them a vessel.
Yes. Yes.
And I promise we'll be safe-ish.
An an entire party of crazy conspiracy theorists. So EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin, he vows to investigate weather control. He's been responding to nutbag calls to investigate the supposed weather control that the cult is now claiming caused the fatal floods in Texas. Marjorie Taylor Greene announced a bill that will make weather control a felony.
You know what? We talked about this. On the final word yesterday, didn't we, Angela?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Because we were saying this is the issue. As we're talking about all this horrific death and what have you, let's get to the cause, okay? The cause is climate change.
Thank you.
And they would rather believe in aliens and weather control before they believe in actual science.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The prosecution would also like to call Daryl Hannah to the stand. I'm just thinking... yes, I'm sorry, Chris.
Travelocity has a question.
Yes.
Did you mean Atlanta?
No, I did not. I meant Atlantis.
Okay.
Okay. Here's in our bag of rats news, speaking of the Epstein files, Steve Bannon demanded all files related to Jeffrey Epstein to be released to the public after Elon Musk accused him of being on the Epstein list.
Mm.
Fight, fight, fight.
Well.
Mm-hmm. He said they have to go to court and demand and unseal the sealed evidence. And Epstein, Bannon said, yes, yes. I agree with you and, of course, Laura Loomer, who is also... Wow, we have fallen into the back of us. It's like, yes,
yeah.
Release the Epstein files.
You know, and I believe if they find them and they get released at any point, they will have... It'll be like Trump will have, like, taken
Sharpie.
His big Sharpie and put a line through his name and said, no, not me. This was not Trump.
he's like that little ghost in Family Circus, not me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to just write in Biden right over his own name.
Yeah.
Just, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Former CEO of X, Linda Yaccarino, resignation.
Oh. Yeah, this thing.
Came hours after, her, you know, the grok, the... The chat, the right, Elon Musk AI chatbot that takes you directly to Hitler Burger,
right?
As we discussed, mm-hmm.
Well, because they want to put it in every Tesla.
Yeah,
yeah. Do you ever need to go anywhere other than Hitler Burger? You do not. They targeted her in an extremely graphic sexual screed, so that she resigned on Wednesday, several hours after Grok went rogue and began posting anti-Jewish tirades after a system upgrade. Mecha Hitler
upgrade.
Yeah.
That was the upgrade.
Yes.
Was the extra Nazi.
Mm-hmm.
It was vaguely Nazi before, but they upgraded.
I believe this must be a little bit of the misogyny you speak of in the brosphere, Bella.
Yeah,
but,
a little bit.
Post said, I believe Linda Yaccarino, as the CEO of X and a proven leader in high-pressure environments, possesses the resilience and fortitude to handle a big black with impressive skill and determination. She wouldn't tap out. She would own the challenge like she owns the role.
Wow.
In reply, the bot said, knowing Linda's a powerhouse CEO who thrives under pressure, I guess she'd adapt fast and like a rocket once she's in the groove.
Oh.
But hey, that's just my speculative take.
Wow.
Hmm. Journalist Kara Swisher uh-huh. said the Mecca Hitler controversy was not it, by the way. I guess she sided with Trump over Musk. Also, without the Trump card, it was likely going to be hard to shake down advertisers with the threat of lawsuits. And finally, Threads is close to being as big as X, along with competitors like Blue Sky. I thought it was my imagination that X has gotten just really super awful, but
it's
no, it is super awful.
It is awful.
And so has Facebook.
Yeah.
Facebook is the place for old people and lies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Clock it. It's true.
Bella has
it's
clocked
true.
It. Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
I am finding myself less and less attracted to any kind of social media.
Yeah.
That's what my 19-year-old just said.
Yeah.
She was talking about how she watches people just scroll and scroll.
Yes.
She told me, she said, in 2 hours, 3 hours scrolling, can you tell me two stories that you can remember?
No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she's like, it's not learning, but it's presented like learning.
Exactly.
I just had this conversation with my 19-year-old yesterday.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wait a minute. If your daughter's 19, that makes me
27.
Super old. 22.
Super old. Okay. Yes, correct. Still her adult supervision.
Yeah,
okay.
Don't do that. Sir. Yeah. Come on.
Oh, we can make up things now. We don't have to.
No. Oh, God. Oh, please. Do not be limp. Don't limit your mind, Chris.
Don't you understand, people? People that have breeded. I need your child to remain this tall so that to maintain my ego. Okay, 48 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Native Path. You know, it's almost lifty, weighty time.
It is.
So I put some Native Hydrate in here. I got my amino acids. I got my electrolytes.
Yep.
And it's berry flavor. It's delicious.
Yummo.
Thank you. It'll go in my bike bottle tomorrow. In my coffee every morning is Native Path Collagen. Science has discovered a unique protein that can help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain. And the bonus is a glowing, hydrated look with fewer lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen. It's everything good is in there. Type 1 and 3 collagen fibers that you need. Your healthy joints, skin, bones, hair, nails, and gut. It's all in there. 2 scoops a day. Bam, right in your coffee, tea, or anything. Completely flavorless, easy to use. There's no clumping, no clumping.
We're not clumping, people.
18 grams of protein, and I got a special deal for you at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. I love it. Get nativepath.com/Stephanie.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity, even sell your property. You won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HometitleLock.com/Stephanie. You'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock, HometitleLock.com/Stephanie. That's HometitleLock.com/Stephanie. If you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. My Bonnie and Clyde love it for grooming day. It's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients, no fillers, just premium CBD. I use their relief stick on my lower back after bike rides every week. With over 2 million satisfied customers and 100% money back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. If you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions have to CBD from CB Distillery. For a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. CBDistillery.com. Type in Stephanie. CBDistillery.com. Promo code Stephanie. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
It's a party on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, and you're invited every Tuesday at 5:30. It's just Merle and a girl, and Thursdays on the patio feature singer-songwriter Shelly Faith.
Well, hey, bartender, won't you pour me another?
Music starts at 5:30. It's live music on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge every Tuesday and Thursday. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
Hey, Gordy. How you doing?
Oh, Arthur, great. Great to see you. What are you doing in the studio?
Well, I need to talk to you about doing a commercial.
Okay. Well, you know, to get a commercial on the air here, you just go down to the sales department. It's right next to the bathroom.
I don't think you understand.
Oh, I understand plenty. You salespeople drink a lot of coffee. That's why the bathroom's right there.
Right. But I need to have you make a commercial about commercials.
Wait. A commercial about a commercial? I don't follow.
I want to tell potential business owners out there how to contact me to get a commercial.
commercial on WMDX.
Ah, okay, I get it. Okay, let's come up with something. Let's see, business folks can contact you directly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. What's the email, huh?
Okay, so it's sales@WMDXradio.com.
Oh, wait, run that by me again.
Sales@WMDXradio.com. So we could put all that together and get into a commercial, get on the air soon?
Arthur, my friend, I think we just did.
Advertise on WMDX Radio. Email Arthur, sales@WMDXradio.com.
This is Chad Spain. Are you thinking about improving your home? At Chad's Design Build, we're proud to offer remodeling done well with love. And our commitments to you and your home convey that love and spell our name. The Chad's experience is structured to provide excellent communication, honesty, accuracy, detailed proposals, and satisfied customers. We're also committed to making your home comfortable, healthy, attractive, durable, and sustainable. If you want a quality remodel and a quality remodeling experience, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Knock Box, Knock Box, Knock, Knock Box, Knock Box. Say it to your radio. You know you want to. The Knock Box. It's just fun. But listen, if you're traveling, you know what you got to do, right? You got to leave instructions for your house sitter, name a number of your vet, code to your alarm system. Think about all the steps you take for vacation. You get a sense of what goes into
Knockbox.
Just go to theknockbox.com. Use the code Stephanie. It is a complete system. It helps you organize all your accounts, possessions, estate plans. Every Knockbox comes with a comprehensive checklist that helps you ensure you have everything you need in there to manage your estate, right? Your funeral directions, your insurance policies, keys to your storage unit. You need all that stuff anyway. Get organized now. Get it. Do it. The Knockbox helps you organize if you've got a household you need, eh?
Knockbox.
Yeah. Go to the knockbox.com. Type in the code Stephanie and you get 16% off. Stay calm. Get organized. Theknockbox.com. The code is Stephanie. Fridays with Frangela. Is it enough? No. You need the final word. You need idiot of the week.
That's right.
Sexyliberal.com. Get it. Oh, here's another story about Trump being a racist, vindictive little... Trump took revenge on Obama after he rejected his golf invite. So everybody was like, what were they talking about at Jimmy Carter's funeral? Because, you know, Obama, because he's, you know, an elegant human, acted like a person and talked to him. So apparently Trump was inviting him to play golf. And I hope that he said off. I don't know what he said, but he did not. He rejected the invite. And
busy all those days. All those days.
Forever. When is it? Whenever that is, I'm busy.
Whenever it is, I'm busy.
Trump later shot back by viciously tearing down the portrait of Obama at the White House, popping off in a wild on-air rant about Obama's library, shaming memes, suggesting his culpability in crimes some involving the QAnon conspiracy theory. As someone said, this is his whole presidency, stay out of prison, get revenge on his enemies, and grift as much money as he possibly can.
There we go. Yeah. It's a three-pronged attack.
I mean, Francis, you say it every week. It's a smash and grab. And I just, this reporting now, Doge, Department of Government Efficiency, once held by Musk, is now a husk of the unofficial agency at once. Well, of course it is. The grift is done.
Right.
He got in there, right, got all his government contracts, got everybody's private data. Mm-hmm. They didn't save any waste or fraud. Remember he said he was going to find $2 trillion in savings. Mm-hmm. They alleged that they saved $175 billion. Even that figure has been bandied about using dubious math. A lot of the rehirings cost more, right? I mean, this probably ended up costing us money in the long run.
Sure.
They're reporting Doge and what it used to be is a shell of its former self. Well, that's what, you know, when the grift is done, when the con's over, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we got 22-year-old boys running it.
Isn't it? What movies?
How is it supposed? They don't know anything about government. I find this ludicrous, and I find it ludicrous that we stood for it.
Right, right. That we, you know, he stopped investigations into his companies. That's what this whole thing was about, and getting people's data. And what am I thinking of when the grift is over? Like in The Sting or one of those movies, like, you know, when you show up and everything's gone the next day because the grift is over. The carnival's left town.
Or like the files in Ajax Warehouse in 9 to 5.
Yes, there you go. Okay. That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
It's like those call centers that are selling penny stocks, and then it's full, 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 and then the next week it's empty. There's not a phone, there's not a desk, anything.
Right.
Because you should never stay at the scene of the crime.
Right.
That's right.
It's another version, Francis, of what has happened here.
What has happened?
It's got to be dead. Okay.
It's got to be dead.
What's got to be dead is you got to go to sexyliberal.com or mswmedia.com and get your Frangela podcasts. We love you, Frangela.
We love you, too.
We'll see you Monday on the Stephanie Miller Show.
For Madison, real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Pete Schwabba. Friday's show is a replay, but I'll be back live Monday with the group On Stage for Cancer performing in studio, and Madison film critic Rob Thomas talks movies. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Your free ticket Friday keyword for the Stephanie Miller Show is SCORE. S-C-O-R-E. SCORE. Use the Civic Media app to text in the keyword for your chance to win a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers tickets. Full contest details on the Civic Media website.
Right now, during the Verlo Mattress Clearance Sale, you can save even more. Find phenomenal savings on floor models and discontinued mattresses. But hurry, the sale ends soon. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump now on his way to Texas Hill Country.
President Trump and the First Lady traveled to Central Texas today to get a firsthand look at the devastation from the deadly flooding on July 4th. The president's expected to do an aerial tour of some of the most hard-hit areas. He'll visit a state emergency operations center to meet with first responders and get a briefing from state and local officials. The president will likely meet with some of the families who lost loved ones in the floods. The president told me Monday he was traveling to Texas to make sure things were as, quote, comfortable as possible for residents there. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
The president threatening Canada with a 35% tariff. The president posting on social media, instead of negotiating with the U.S., Canada's retaliated with its own tariffs. State Department firing more than 1,300 employees, sending layoff notices to more than 1,000 civil servants and nearly 250 foreign service officers, saying they're part of a dramatic reorganization plan implemented by the administration. This is ABC News.